A shriek escapes my lips, and I'm having trouble holding the arrow in place. I've been waiting to fire, only too aware of my dwindling supply of arrows, waiting to see if the creatures can, in fact, climb. But now, even though the mutt has begun to slide backward, unable to find any purchase on the metal, even though I can hear the slow screeching of the claws like nails on a blackboard, I fire into its throat. Its body twitches and flops onto the ground with a thud. Katniss! I can feel Peeta's grip on my arm.
It's her!
I get out.
Who?
Asks Peeta. My head snaps from side to side as I examine the pack, taking in the various sizes and colors. The small one with the red coat and amber eyes, fox face. And there, the ashen hair and hazel eyes of the boy from District 9, who died as we struggled for the backpack. And worst of all, the smallest mutt, with dark glossy fur, huge brown eyes, and a collar that reads 11 in woven straw, teeth bared in hatred. Rue.
What is it, Katniss?
Peeta shakes my shoulder.
It's them. It's all of them, the others, Rue and Foxface, and all of the other tributes.
I choke out. I hear Peeta's gasp of recognition.
What did they do to them? You don't think those could be their real eyes?
Their eyes are the least of my worries. What about their brains? Have they been given any of the real tributes' memories? Have they been programmed to hate our faces particularly because we have survived and they were so callously murdered? And the ones we actually killed, do they believe they're avenging their own deaths? Before I can get this out, the mutts begin a new assault on the horn. They've split into two groups at the sides of the horn and are using those powerful hindquarters to launch themselves at us. A pair of teeth ring together just inches from my hand, and then I hear Peeta cry out, feel the yank on his body, the heavy weight of boy and mutt pulling me over the side. If not for the grip on my arm, he'd be on the ground, but as it is, it takes all my strength to keep us both on the curved back of the horn. And more tributes are coming.
Kill it, Peeta! Kill it!
I'm shouting, and although I can't quite see what's happening, I know he must have stabbed the thing, because the pull lessens. I'm able to haul him back onto the horn, where we drag ourselves toward the top, where the lesser of two evils awaits. Cato has still not regained his feet, but his breathing is slowing, and I know soon he'll be recovered enough to come for us, to hurl us over the side to our deaths. I arm my bow, but the arrow ends up taking out a mutt that can only be Thresh. Who else could jump so high? I feel a moment's relief, because we must finally be up above the mutt line, and I'm just turning back to face Cato when Peeta's jerked from my side. I'm sure the pack has got him until his blood splatters my face. Cato stands before me, almost at the lip of the horn, holding Peeta in some kind of headlock, cutting off his air. Peeta's clawing at Cato's arm, but weakly, as if confused over whether it's more important to breathe or try and stem the gush of blood from the gaping hole a mutt left in his calf. I aim one of my last two arrows at Cato's head, knowing it'll have no effect on his trunk or limbs, which I can now see are clothed in a skin-tight, flesh-colored mesh. Some high-grade body armor from the capital. Was that what was in his pack at the feast? Body armor to defend against my arrows. Well, they neglected to send a face guard. Cato just laughs.
Shoot me and he goes down with me.
He's right. If I take him out and he falls to the mutts, Peeta is sure to die with him. We've reached a stalemate. I can't shoot Cato without killing Peeta, too. He can't kill Peeta without guaranteeing an arrow in his brain. We stand like statues, both of us seeking an out. My muscles are strained so tightly they feel they might snap at any moment. My teeth clenched to the breaking point. The mutts go silent, and the only thing I can hear is the blood pounding in my good ear. Peeta's lips are turning blue. If I don't do something quickly, he'll die of asphyxiation, and then I'll have lost him, and Cato will probably use his body as a weapon against me. In fact, I'm sure this is Cato's plan, because while he stopped laughing, his lips are set in a triumphant smile.